The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
You know, we were talking about Missy last week. I thought I had to come in with a little old school Missy for y'all. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I am joined by Miss Queen.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sir J. Watts.
What it do?
AKA the Ablib King.
Stuttering Queen over here. Queen did my hair, so I'm going to speak like I'm from Australia, because that's what I feel like, an Australian VJ. But I'm really excited because we have a new artist coming out today. His name is Mr. Rio Cragen.
Hey, what up, Rio Cragen?
Aloha.
Welcome.
Aloha. So, is that, we're all going to pretend we're from someplace else.
Yeah, exactly.
You're originally from Oregon.
I'm from Vancouver, Washington, which is 5 minutes away from Portland, Oregon. It's the same thing. I grew up in both places.
So. I'm so intrigued to ask you so many questions, because I don't know if we've had an artist from there before.
Yeah.
No.
Up top.
You know?
Top left.
He proud, too.
Right. Exactly.
Bitch, you better be.
Exactly.
He is repping. He's like, Portland, Oregon.
Portlandia and this bitch. All right, no, but your music's really dope. Very excited. Need you to move over here so we get everyone can see you out there.
Yeah.
We got a new music video with Mike Epps in it.
Correct.
Really cool.
Mike Epps. Yeah. That's huge.
That's the big homie. Yep. He's part of the management team.
That's huge.
We're going to premiere a little later called Fall in Love. But before we do, let's talk about some stuff that's been going on in the news. Mm-hmm. I love when artists' writers get released. So, for everyone out there, a rider is a list of things.
Demands.
Demands. You know, because you're out traveling. And before we get into them, what would some of you guys' demands be? Well, what's yours, Rio? Like, what, you know, you're going someplace to perform. What are your demands?
Caffeine.
Any kind of caffeine?
Stocked up on caffeine. I just need it. I've been on the Starbucks refreshers lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm trying to wean myself off of the energy drinks, but that's pretty much it. And water,
caffeine and water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah,
Queen, what you got?
Man, I don't know.
I can't imagine, bitch.
I'm going to need
160 volt.
All right, if we're out of the country, because I bought my friend. I'm definitely going to need an eighth of weed, indica weed. I'm need like three or four of them blunts rolled for
that.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Already rolled, pre-rolls. I'm not really a drinker, but I will definitely probably want some wine. I will want some candles. Mm-hmm. Some flowers, and it'll be nice if there was a nice looking penis waiting for me.
Whoa. How can we follow that?
I'm kidding.
Like, is this grade A penis? Is it tested?
It's all tested. I need all his papers. I need to see his papers. Nah.
So candles, some dicks, and you know.
Candle dicks and weed.
Candle dicks and weed.
This is uncut. This is uncut.
A little R. Kelly playing in the back. Jay, what would your rise be?
That's all I okay.
Yeah, need. Yeah. Patron is good.
I need a bowl of M&M's, only the green one.
No. Some people are like that.
Well, Jessica Simpson's, I remember back in the day, she used to have them separate all the different flavored Skittles.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy.
I will cuss that.
That's crazy.
I will be pissed off.
Bitch, I would be like, hire me for that job. I will spend all day going through your Skittles, bitch, and you want me going through it with my hands.
Right.
Dirty.
Ew.
White people shit.
What would you need?
Huh? What would I need? I thought I talked about this earlier. Honestly, the only thing that I would need weed, but also I would need it to smell the same everywhere I go. Because think about traveling, right? Like, I get weirdo going to like people's houses and it'd be smelling funky. So like, if this is a place you want me to perform at my peak, I need every room to smell like that candle that smells like the woods.
Okay.
Like
cedar
a leather candle or something, or a cedarwood candle. It has to be a strong, musky smell that I can always just smell at all times. Like, I can't be going in places and it'd be stinking. You're going to tell me I got to sit back here for 45 minutes.
Yeah, right, a candle is important.
Well, all right. So those were pretty easy, actually. But Jay-Z and Kanye, let's talk about Kanye. Well, actually, let's talk about Jay-Z first. Yes. Jay-Z's list, obviously, he travels with his baby.
Yes.
And that's very important to him. So his rider is, when he stays in a hotel, he asks that
Everything
be childproof.
No vacuuming.
Some sharp edges. All of the furniture, if it can break, he don't want it in there. Mm-hmm. Electrical outlets covered. He wants everything stocked with organic whole milk because that's all she drinks.
Yep.
He also came out to say that nobody can ask him for tickets to a concert or else they will be embarrassed.
And that's no vacuuming in front of his door.
Yeah.
No vacuum. Who says that? And he wants, his room must be 71 degrees. The hotel staff must provide $380 Mayan tuberose scented candle. Like, he's, but it's not like he's asking for anything nutty. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just cool, and he don't want to pay for his champagne because he's the owner.
He owns it, Ace of Spades. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Kanye West was a little different.
Yeah.
Kanye had no riders for Kim or North.
No.
Which was interesting. But then I started thinking maybe Kim has her own.
Yeah.
And that's where the baby falls under. All he requests is that 13 bottles of liquor, totaling up to $3,200, which that is actually not that much. He requests mint floss, Kashi cereal, black towels.
But he want a Genetics 1031A speaker, which was discontinued a decade ago.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I've read this article, too. That is crazy. That's a lot. You have to go through a lot to probably get that thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, okay, so if we can't find that, you ain't going to perform to your fans?
Yeah.
Question.
But that's the purpose of riders, though, to throw people off their game and see, like, if you are this 5-star, 7-star hotel that you say you are. These are the things that I want, and let me see you get them. Some people do write the most outlandish shit on riders just to see if this person's going to do it.
Well,
that's crazy.
Madonna requests all of the furniture to be taken out of whatever she's going to, and then she ships her furniture.
Mariah Carey?
Madonna.
I remember Mariah Carey back in the days, her room had to be all white.
Yep.
With all white candles,
a certain air filter.
Yep.
But that makes sense.
The humidity of the room had to be, it was crazy. That's bougie people. For me, just give me some fucking weed and
40.
Something. 40. Just give me some weed and something that I can
y'all
just.
Y'all got a DVD player?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, moving on from that. TLC. Might be creeping on to the jail cell. Just kidding. So remember when TLC came out with their Kickstarter campaign for their new album? Katy Perry donated $5,000.
Yeah.
They only asked for $100,000, but their fans gave them over $400,000.
Yes.
Well, ain't nothing come out of that. TLC has not been in the studio. Apparently, they have one song with Max Martin and Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Which that's like epic.
Yeah.
Max Martin, huge hits. Yeah. Lady Gaga, pop phenomenon.
Yeah.
And you're fucking TLC. It's going to do something on the charts.
They promised the people when they did the Kickstarter account that they were going to have something for them by the end of 2015.
And September 24th, it was supposed to be wrapped.
Right. And there is absolutely nothing, not even a sample for the people to listen to. So they're irate. They're upset about it.
They're doing a hashtag TLC going to jail party.
Yeah.
That's the
because
hashtag?
Because some people are asking for their money back.
Yeah,
like,
no, I can understand that for sure because they didn't deliver on something that they promised.
I don't think that's fair. I think that they should. If you're going to take the public's money, obviously you have a support system through the public.
Yeah.
If you're going to take their money, give them what you promised them.
Or at least keep them in the loop.
Or at least keep them in the loop.
Guys, we couldn't be there because, you know, I was dealing with my kids this or that. Like, fans are, we love it, you know? We just want
to
know.
Fucking email
where my money
to fans. You have all of the fans' email. You can send out a mass email just to keep them abreast of what's going on.
Or fucking go hit up Tidal and be like, hey, can we do a concert for free?
Something to give back to the people who donated.
Be accountable. Be accountable for what you said. You
that's some Frankie O stuff right there.
You know?
Oh that's my God, Frankie O. That's back in the days.
So they did come out. They say Chili came out and said that they're sitting on the song with Lady Gaga. They don't know what they want to do with it yet. They do want to release it, but their album is pushed back to 2016.
Where's the money? They split that bread. $215,000 each. Here, go live your life and pay your bills. They didn't put that money in the studio. They didn't invest that bread.
You don't even need that type of money.
You don't even need that. Yeah, right. Yeah. They could have at least spent $30,000 for the studio and kept $200,000 for their personal. Because, you know, they're living off of royalties. If that. If Pebbles still don't have that lockdown, but take the $200,000, keep it for yourselves each, and then but you gotta invest at least $30,000 of that.
Put something out.
Wait, you only asked for $100,000. Save the $100,000 for your thing, and then use the rest of it.
The money.
Like the
three P's, right?
Maybe they make it four. No.
So that's what TLC is doing. People are upset with them over that. Moving on from that, Beyonce might be lip syncing soon.
Oh, that's
I'm excited.
Be awesome.
So her and Channing Tatum are going to be on lip sync battle together. So I just think that this is really interesting for Beyonce to do this.
Yeah,
we don't see her doing like a primetime television, the SNL, or it's been years since she has done something like that. And this, where she showcases her personality, we don't see a lot of that with Beyonce.
That's what I'm about to say.
So
she's
my question
letting her
for
hair
y'all
down.
Is, what songs would you guys want them to lip sync to?
I don't know. I don't know.
You got Channing Tatum and Beyonce. I want Channing Tatum to do Run the World.
I want Channing Tatum to do My Pony with his dancing ass. Some
That's
genuine.
Awesome.
I want him to gyrate on the ground.
That is hilarious.
And I want Beyonce to do something that's fun. I want her to not have to be so on. I want her to have fun. Let her hair down and let us get a chance to see B.
Yeah.
Not Beyonce, Sasha Fierce. I want us to be able to see B, her laughing, having a good time, singing something that isn't normal for her to sing. I would want to see her in an environment like that.
Like a what? Like a Taylor Swift song or
something?
Yeah,
just come out of her shell.
Madonna like a virgin, rolling on the ground.
That would be fun,
there we go. That
yeah.
would be cool.
Britney Slay.
Britney Slay. Slay. For you. Something fun. Something Word. Different.
Go ahead, B. I'm excited to see that. They haven't announced when that's going to happen, but...
That's going
to
be awesome.
I put it on here because I need everyone to make sure that this does happen because I need Beyonce out of her element.
Yeah.
It's that time.
I need to see Channing Tatum gyrate and grind on the ground.
Oh, girl, go rent Michael Magic Mike, too.
Oh, he's a dancing son of a bitch. He's a sexy white boy, anyway.
Anyway, Facebook has launched a new music app called Music Stories, which is basically going to help make finding and sharing music easier. So searching through Facebook... As Queen loves to do and share.
Shut up. My Facebook be popping now.
Queen is the world star hip hop of Facebook. Remember when World Star used to just put up random ass fucking videos? Yeah. It'll be like, you'll see the most inspiring video from Queen, then all of a sudden it's like these most ratchet kids like robbing someone and beating them up, and it's like.
People love my Facebook page. Yeah. My Facebook page be popping. But when I was reading something, about the Facebook launches thing, I was kind of confused on what exactly were we discussing. Is this the one that's dedicated to celebrities only? Did you read about that? Facebook was doing...
That's a live stream.
Oh, okay.
Which they said it's for celebrities only, but it really kind of isn't. But that's something totally different, which we'll actually talk about that on this week for Black Hollywood Live. But the music app, no, it's like if you are an artist on Spotify or Apple Music as of right now, your music can be searched on...
The Facebook stories.
And a preview clip can be sent out so you can share it.
That's awesome.
And then you can instantly purchase from off of Facebook.
Okay, is it going to cost... anything, or is this 100% free?
For Facebook users.
It's like a feature.
Yeah, it's just like a widget, an app that, I mean, it might cost the artist to implement it, but I don't think it is because I think it has to do...
Yeah. I think they used to have, like, external widgets that did that.
Yeah.
And now they kind of just, like, did a built-in one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So that's cool.
Let's see how that goes. That sounds awesome.
It'll be interesting because, I mean, Twitter tried to do something with having a music app. It didn't work too well for them. Instagram, I didn't know this, but if you... search at music on Instagram, it's an actual page.
What?
Yeah, and what they do, it has like, see, like this. And so what they do is they showcase like up and coming artists on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's an account.
Yeah, it's an account. But, okay, cool. And but they specialize in that. So check that out. That's at music on Instagram. I just found that.
That's pretty
cool. Twitter has one too, but they just canceled it. So yeah, moving on from that. Shout out to Facebook for just trying to do something different. Yeah.
Trying to step it up a little bit.
All right, I wanted to put this out there because, you know, I love making Queen feel good. So it's Babyface.
Honey, right now where I'm at, only thing that can make me feel good. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you can do it to this. It's okay. Babyface off of his new album, Return of the Tender Lover. The song is called We've Got Love. Let's take a look.
Up.
Babyface, We've Got Love.
I will never hump to this song. Number one, it's too fast. Number two, this nigga he has to be getting Botox or something. He's not aging.
He got Michael the Jackson 5 face.
He isn't aging.
Black don't crack, bitch, but right. It don't do that. Black don't crack, but it don't do that.
That's very true.
He dyes his hair. He keeps some shades on so we can't see. Because, you know, people age around their eyes. Mm. So maybe he keep those shades on so we don't see. He's not aging, and he still has the same sound.
Yeah.
Same sound from the 90s. Yeah, the same sound.
That's that 90s feel right there.
Yeah. So we'll see. I guess we'll have to wait to see.
He should help TLC out.
TLC needs to help themselves out. He's gonna want more bread for one song. That's gonna be half of that thing.
$300,000.
Yep. Yeah, Babyface ain't worth. They're not trying to do that.
Babyface?
I think he's a GOAT. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yes, he is.
His catalog is crazy.
His catalog, he's amazing. Right. But like, son, what are you using on your skin? What are you eating? Are you with the death? No, that motherfucker with the death becomes her people. He done stuck. He gave some blood, nigga. He's with those people who don't age. Who are some of those?
Spit Scientologists.
Right, you a Scientologist on the low? They got you. They got you in a fucking chamber on a low. He go in there every night and go
frozen living.
Every day. Shit, that man is not aging. He has to be in his 60s.
That's so funny because I was like, I feel like there's certain people that just have to freeze, like Olivia from Law and Order. Like, she can never die. I don't know. I just am like really into Law and Order. And I'm just like, that woman can never die, otherwise the show's done. So she needs to be frozen. So my children can experience
he's 56
years
old. 56
years old. Get out of here.
I'm telling you. Stop. That man is doing something that we don't know. He is probably. Maybe he's doing a protein. The protein mask. He's doing a protein mask and letting it dry at night. Every day he don't have to buy it. It's in him.
Yeah, y'all had it. Guys, for everyone out there, Queen was telling me you can just, you know, wax on, wax off for yourself.
And just rub it in and let it dry and get hard. And then you could just, you know, when your face gets tight, and then rinse it off.
So
that's how you stay young.
If that's what you feel like, walking around with jizz on your face at night. And you want to look like Babyface.
Put some babies on your face.
Oh my God.
Queen, get out. Done. Get out.
Sorry. You want to look like Babyface? Put some babies on your face.
All right, y'all. Okay. So this next artist, he's so dope. His name is Jay Monty. Mm-hmm. The song is called 100 Bars Part 3. Yep.
Well, where the hell is 2 and 1?
Girl, I don't know. He's part 3. But he's dope, so.
Yo, Jay. You gonna have to wake up, son. They're waiting on you.
A truth to fire. Abusive liar till my youth expired. Used and tired. So begging for a new provider. A fornicated head first into a pool of fire like a scuba diver. And wore more rubber than an average Uber driver's use of tires. A tiny pint, eating Mike and Ike's. Riding bikes and flying kites in Clinton County. Smacking dudes when they surround me. Smoking weed and vacant housing. Folks in GTA be clowning. Open season chasing bounties. Hoping we can make it out. I spit for price and never sympathize. Flow is holy oil. More greasy than flipping burgers and dipping fries. Hearing murders are ripping guys. I eat so many fake rappers in my sleep. When I wake up, I be a different size. Gonna need a tutor trying to decipher through these witty lines. Couldn't be the future if you was my cop fighter in his freaking prime. The devil's a freaking loser, him and all of his demon troopers. I tell him to eat the ruga if ever he mentioned mine. Christian rappers dissing Christian rappers. Disappears, in the end we can't. Promise I would never disappear like you're giving chin. What's the mission then? Set the city on fire with more matches than some infant twins. I'm a fresh early comer. Ain't stopping till my neck's buried under 1,000 pounds of wet dirt and lumber. I'm on my way to that golden state and this is part three. Guess I'm going 3-0 like Steph Curry number. Y'all think this my best.
Boom, Jay Monty, 100 Bars Part 3. It built, the whole song built up and up. Because it was a little different
at first.
At first.
It reminds me of Jurassic 5. Y'all remember Jurassic
5? I remember Jurassic 5.
I was
nervous at first because I was like, okay, he's a poet. And you're rapping, what are you doing? This sounds like poetry because the beat wasn't in. But once the beat dropped, then you sort of flow. Mm-hmm. So it's an acquired taste, that type of style.
It's going back to the 90s, man.
Yes, it's going back to the 90s.
It's going back.
He sound more like a poet to me, though.
Yeah, no, it was cool. That was crazy. Indeed. I just want to hear him live because that's a lot of breath. you know. But no, that was crazy. He was flowing for sure.
All right, so this next artist, and check that out, he just dropped a new album called Second Born. It was just released last Friday. All right, I put this artist, I've never put her on our show before because I met her one time, she was super sweet and nice, and then her music was coming out, and I was just like, I don't know. I don't know how it works because it's kind of sounds a little too generic for me, but she's really in right now, and she's kind of teetering of whether she's going to pop or if it's kind of like a Cassie situation. Mm-hmm. So here we are. Her name is Pia Mia. The song is called Touch. And this song, out of all the songs I've heard, is probably one of my favorites. Cuddling up to the body pillow. I'm trying not to call you. Cause I don't want to miss you no more. So she is a poet originally. Mm-hmm. She's from Guam. Her family
live in L.A.
They live in L.A. now.
She's so L.A.
She's everywhere now out here in L.A. The sweetest girl ever. But I hear this, and I hear a lot of her stuff, and I think, well, JoJo could do it. But I don't, and I hate that I get into that comparison mode, but there's something about her that it just instantly takes me there, and I don't know. How do you guys feel about it?
I think she's like, I think, I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to, like, make her a brand because she has, like, a unique look. Mm-hmm. She has a unique swag, and it is kind of, like, L.A.-ish. You know what I mean? It's, like, deeper than the music. I think it's, like, the whole package.
I think they're definitely trying to market her looks more than sound. She's a cute girl. She's so L.A. She looks like she's
It's crazy.
LA.
She looks thick. Like, she looks
but
like
she's
she
not,
got...
No, she's tiny. She's tiny. You could tell she's tiny, but she... I think they're more... focused on, like you said, the full package. Her looks, because her looks are strong, her sound is okay, and then she can dance, so they're just building it all together to make one strong package. But I have to definitely wait to see more about this Pia Mia girl.
Mm-hmm. What you thinking?
I don't know. I think that her look is right. I think the sound is dope. That, for some reason, it reminds me that Justin Bieber, like those couple of songs that he just released with Skrillex, like that type of music and whatnot.
That's where it's
going. I feel like that's the new wave. Yeah.
You heard that, you know why? Because you heard that underneath that beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that, and then also, I think the JoJo thing came. Remember we played that JoJo song a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
She was doing that little dance to this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this sounds definitely coming in right now. What's interesting is, I think her voice works. She's one of those people that they're putting out too many singles first, and I think she has to do features. Like, honestly, I could actually hear you and her voices doing very well in a song together.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like a Nicki Minaj. Instead of them giving us all of these singles of Nicki, they were like, nope, here's a taste of her, so you get used to the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, our people are connected, so I'm just waiting to run into everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen here. Mm-hmm. We're putting it in the air.
Yeah, seriously.
Last but not least, our dear friend, Miss Lyrica Anderson, dropped her new video for Hello off of her upcoming EP, Hello, and she will be in studio. Hello. Let's take a look.
She's so dope.
I can't believe this girl is not like
Maggie, yeah.
Crazy.
She's everything. I could do it to this.
I know shit ain't been the same. I know shit ain't been the same. You tell me that you would never change. That you would never change. But soon as you got some change, you up and then change. Chameleon pain. Sweat man, you niggas is all the same. Chasing these bitches instead of dreams. I had my mindset on wedding rings. You had your mindset on Stephanie. I put up with your bullshit. I could have been with a nigga with better things. Something to think about. I cannot lie, boy, I love you though. Shit, should I just let it go? Let me know, baby. Fussing, fighting, I hate where we at now. You ignore my calls, you must be with a bitch now. You better tell me something before I give up now. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Boom.
She's so fucking dope, yo.
What you thinking?
She was crazy.
Right?
Yeah, her run too. She had a little run. I was like, hey.
She's absolutely, crazy. She's dope. And not only is she a dope singer, she's a great person. Mm-hmm. Like, a very down to earth. You know, sometimes the people who deserve to get the proper recognition and the proper marketing and promoting don't get it.
She's like a Carrie Hilson.
She's
to me.
Right.
Like, you do all the work for everybody else, but then, you know, you don't really get your shine the way you deserve it.
I don't know why she's not breaking through. I don't get it. Because I bought her other album last year.
Lyrica 2.
I got the one with the gold tongue.
Yeah.
And it's just like, at the end of the day, I listen to the album all the time on repeat. Like, it's good from the beginning to the end. I pray that 2016 will be an amazing moment for her. She deserves it. Mm-hmm. She deserves it. She's really, really
And she's
good.
Literally has written your favorite songs. Yeah. From your favorite artist, she has written.
She's written. Yeah. She's really good.
Crazy. All right, let's talk about it. Rio.
Uh-oh, Rio Kragen.
Hey.
From the top left.
Up left.
Up left.
Top left.
What was it like growing up in...
Portland, Oregon, with no taxes.
Washington.
Yeah, Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver, Washington. Is like where I went to school, but...
Where the hell is Vancouver?
Like, it's like literally, I think my house is probably 3 minutes away from Portland, so...
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was nice. It's a little more calm.
What's the music culture there?
You know what? There's hardly any. There's a couple people trying to pop right now out of Portland. It's mainly hip-hop, you know? The stuff that I was focused on. There's all sorts of different music, you know? Portland is the city of weird.
Yeah, because I based it off Portlandia, the TV show.
Yeah.
That's all I really know. And I saw The Real World was held there.
What's your ethnicity? Are you Asian and black?
No, I'm mixed. I'm half white, half black.
Why? I thought you were Asian and black.
Uh-huh.
You look like Asian.
Yeah, my mom's white.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. For real. Yeah, but no, it's calm out there. Good air, the best air that you could find. For real, because there's trees everywhere. We're home of the evergreens, you know?
Both of our brains. Trees everywhere.
And both states. The weed is legal, too, so you already know.
All right, so before we get into some more questions, I want to play this video so that everyone at home can hear what you're about.
Okay, yep.
So, but before we do that, this is kind of a big situation because you're premiering it here.
Yep,
so the song is called Fall in Love.
Yep.
Tell us about the song.
This song, Damon Thomas from The Underdogs produced this.
Oh, shout out to The Underdogs.
Shout out to The Underdogs.
Mike's my homie.
Yep, those are the homies. We just got in the studio. We did this. We knocked it out in a couple hours, pretty much.
And now this is going to be off your...
what became...
EP?
Yes, correct. This is going to be off the EP, which releases December 8th. It's called Low Pass Filter.
Mm. Why is it called that, Low Pass Filter?
Low Pass Filter, it's like... what a low pass filter is, it's a filter, it enhances like the bass frequencies and it cuts out all the highs. So yeah.
And so is that the kind of sound that we're gonna get from it?
Exactly. That's kind of the feel, you know?
And that if you were to describe this song right here in a sentence or ideally one word, what would you say the song would represent?
This song would represent not falling in love. You know, well, I'm not gonna say, hey, don't go out there.
Wait, the song's called Fall in Love, but you're saying it's about not falling
in love. No, this is called Don't Fall in Love.
Don't Fall in Love.
Yeah.
And Mike Epps stars in it, too.
Correct, yeah.
How'd you get Mike Epps in?
Mike Epps is my manager's goddad, so, yeah. So, he's the big homie, for sure. He supports a lot of the stuff that we're doing and whatnot. And, yeah, no, he's dope. He's a fan. So, that's awesome, yeah.
Let's take a look, ladies and gentlemen. We have... Rio Cragen,
Rio Cragen,
Don't Fall in Love.
I agree. Love is stupid.
And let's cut all the mics off.
Okay.
There's a lot of women out here.
You right about that. It's only one thing, nephew.
What's that?
Don't fall in love.
Young nigga, don't fall in love. Young nigga, don't fall in love. I don't wanna fall in love. Y'all niggas can't fall in love. I don't wanna fall in love. This ain't what you want. Cause I ain't really got the time to give you what you want. And what you fantasize about, I know what you need. And ain't no doubt about it. You see with that ride or die shit. Let's be honest, girl, you seeing the woman I pick on. Who's talking? Is it me or maybe the liquor? Did I steal your heart, girl? I can't remember. What you trying to say? Your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. No, baby, don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. Your nigga don't fall in love. Y'all nigga can't fall in love. So baby don't fall in love.
When the sun goes down, when the baddies go up, I got enough to go around. Like a 360 or a 720. I got so many exes. My shit looking like a checklist. Hope somebody knows CPR. Cause when I roll through, these chicks be breathless. Tell me what you looking for. Cause you done stumbled upon a real one. My daddy told me never trust a woman. When I'm with you, shit is something different. You make me wanna settle down. You make me wanna love. And every time I come back to earth, I remember that's the day you
drove. Y'all nigga don't fall in love. No way out. Y'all nigga don't fall in love.
Seen some crazy shit before. I done dealt with some crazy chicks before. Lost women with no directions. And they look for help, but I ain't tipping ho. In the cut and I'm shipping ho. I pass that liquor to my nigga bro. Studio like every day. I ain't got no time for a tripping ho. I need me some thick bitches who's getting paper and motivated like three pieces right now. That's a jigsaw so I can play with that. Girl, you seeing the woman I pick up.
Who's talking? Is it me? Maybe the liquor. Yeah, did I steal your heart, girl? I can't remember.
What you trying to, what you trying to, what you trying to say? Ah, your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. No, baby, don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. No way out. Your nigga don't fall in love. Your nigga don't fall in love.
I don't wanna fall.
Your nigga can't fall in love.
Boom. All right. Rio Craig and Dope on Love.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, I'm going to just let Queen come on in.
Wait a minute. Yes. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, take your fucking hat off.
No, don't do that.
At least let us get it. Can we see this person for 5 seconds? Take the hat off.
Here we go.
For like two. Hello. Okay. Thank you. There we go. Hi. Oh shit! First of all, I don't like too many things.
Yeah.
This thumbs up.
I appreciate it.
Amazing job. I would have never. Cause see, usually I'm the one who don't.
We don't show.
I don't watch nothing. I don't see. I want to see it when I first see the talent. Great fucking job. Never would have thought that you had swag like that. Number one. Number two, never thought that you looked like that.
Yep.
Number three, I think is well produced. Yeah. Your team invested in your career.
Correct.
I see you succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of Diggy Simmons.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that once before, too. Yeah.
Amazing job.
Thank you. I appreciate
very
that.
Very poised.
Yeah.
Articulate. In person, and I am giving you 5 stars.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. There's a cool relatability factor to you.
Yeah.
That's really.
Yeah. I didn't even know that he fucking would look like that. I did not expect that.
How'd you link up with the Underdogs?
The Underdogs, that's homie. That's my manager's. He grew up with him, you know?
Yeah. Like,
my manager is big homie to just a lot of people. And so we just got strong ties with a lot of people. And everybody's just supporting, you know.
You came to LA love to do music? Whatnot.
I came to LA. I'm fresh out here. I was working at Costco 5 months ago, less than that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, "Oh no, it's time. You're a star." Boom, out here. Now I live here, and I dropped everything, and this is what we're doing.
And what is that like? I mean, going from working in Costco to now you're living the life. And
did
you're
an amazing,
on a track
amazing
right now.
Job.
Yeah. No, this is what I'm here
this
for.
This video
you know?
About to drop. The girl's about to drop panties on y'all.
Don't trust these thoughts.
Don't trust me.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Don't. I think this is great. I think you're on a right path. I think whoever God just blessed you with to work with, those are the people who need to be in your life because they believe in you and they are invested in your career. I think you did a great job.
That's
I think
quality,
your that was quality.
Yeah,
hello, people.
Hello.
Spend money on your fucking music videos.
Yeah.
That was a great job.
Actually, you know what? To be honest, the homies did the music video too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But this goes right now. Come up with people who you trust, believe in, build your team around people that
and who believe in you.
Exactly. And I mean, it gets to a point where you can get yourself out of Costco and make this dream a reality.
Big time.
You know, it is that team. All right. So one of the things that I read about you is that you are. Oh, there's a role model in you in which you want to inspire men of all walks of lives to be comfortable in their own skin. And you really don't hear that.
Oh, big time.
From a man to a man. You hear that a lot more, a woman wanting other women to feel comfortable in their skin. Mm-hmm. Why is that important for you, for younger guys to feel that way? Or
man, I mean, when you're you, when you're being yourself, I feel like you're reaching, like, your craziest potentials, to be honest. Like, why are you going to even try and be somebody else that you're not? You know, you're just going to hold yourself back.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, you're cool.
And so with your music, how do you want to kind of infiltrate that? In this world where, you know, R&B is kind of like, you know, or not even just, I want to say R&B, but music.
Because that's not R&B. He's more like pop, like, what is it called?
But you have
like
to be a certain
pop
character.
R&B,
you know, they make, a lot of these artists come out, they have to be
the
these characters.
The girls
don't
like him.
Yeah. Well, I'm a writer at the beginning of the day, too, so I write all sorts of music. Like, that's how it started. Mm. And I'm a producer, too, so, like,
So you know what you're, you exactly want your sound to specifically
music,
be.
Yeah, music is supposed to move people. And, yeah, just, I don't know. I just really preach being comfortable in your own skin. Like, real talk. You know?
You have another song out called Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, correct.
What's that song about?
Bruce Wayne, that was kind of just me, to be honest. I threw that together in my room. I produced this track as well. That was just me just kind of venting.
Alexis, really, can you pull up Bruce Wayne off of YouTube?
Yeah, it's a more like fun record.
So that's not going to be off the new EP.
Oh, you're going to use it as a filler.
Oh, yeah. That's up in the air. Yeah. I have so many songs.
Because there's a totally different sound from Bruce Wayne to what we just heard.
Oh, big time, big time.
Because like, I heard the Bruce Wayne track, and I was like, oh, wow, he's really dope. Then when I heard the Don't Fall in Love, I was like, who the fuck is this kid?
This is it.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Turn it up. Let's hear it.
This sounds so in right now.
Yeah.
My phone been buzzing off the hood. Hey. I've been buzzing real hard since noon. Ladies trying to know my whereabouts. Yeah. I hit the chick with the re-receipt. Yeah. Shirt swing to the knees.
It's all about the week in Rio.
Swiftly yeah. Like wind through the trees. I've been wilding in the city. You know it. My mama rose me bumping Machiavelli. You know it. Skate on the paper like a kickflip. Chicks strip on the play cause the kids lick shit. I float gorgeous. You couldn't sweep it from my goals. Man, I am too damn focused. Dion found me in the trees. I was up top.
The yo. Only thing about it is you are a star. But you're the thing is I what scares me is you might be a little too humble.
he'll break out of that shit eventually. But don't let nobody break your spirit. No, you remain who yourself, you are. Man. Be yourself. Yeah, exactly. Be yourself.
Don't feel like you gotta don't act like, a certain way.
Right.
Like,
be who you are. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up in this life out here. Yeah. Stay this person. But then you hit us with that other person. Yeah. I'm literally like with my mouth wide open, like who the fuck is that?
Because this is how a role model is represented. Yeah. Someone who can come off relatable, but then at the end of the day,
can turn into the turn. That's the sauce. That feels right
there. I mean, you should come see me live. To be honest,
well, when we you gotta let us live, keep us posted. We'll come.
Yeah, I just performed. The other day, Wednesday.
Where?
Well, we wasn't there, so we think about the future.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted. Well, you got to let Jesse know. Let Jesse know. Yeah. Let us know.
I'll keep you guys updated for
we
sure.
We will definitely come see you perform because you are a Dr. Jekyll and fucking Mr. Hyde.
No, at the end of the day, I feel like that's what you need to be as an artist. I feel like that's, you got to be able to express.
Lay it all out there.
Exactly. You know, for real. Yeah. You got to be everything. In one little package, mm-hmm. You know? Because,
producer, writer, artist.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you come up with the visuals as far as music video goes? Is that something that you want to be a part in? Or are you just here's a song?
I'm a piece. I put a little flair in everything I got to as an artist, you know? Like, I have a vision for everything. Yeah.
You gonna be alright.
Rio Craig and y'all. Alright, Rio, where can everyone
great job.
Where can everyone follow you?
And I don't like everybody.
And where can everyone check out music when you're about to drop it?
It's gonna drop on all platforms, on Spotify, on
iTunes,
exactly. The most
there's
major
so many
form,
and like Tidal, iTunes, there's so many.
Yeah. And then you can follow me on every form of social media at Rio Craig, and that's R-E-O-C-R-A-G-U-N.
Boom. Yeah. You guys can check out his name and the links also down below. Mm-hmm. Thank you for stopping in. Thank you for allowing us to premiere that. That was awesome.
Yeah,
when's the video going to officially be out that everyone can go check it out?
There's no official.
Just make sure you guys hit him up on Twitter,
on
Rio Craig.
December 8th.
Yeah, or you guys can just keep on watching this episode.
Exactly.
All day long.
Exactly.
Rio, thank you for coming through. Yeah. Everyone, thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Also hit us up on Instagram at TheBeatTV. And I'll keep in contact with me too at DJ Jesse J. Queen, where can they get in contact with you?
Hello.
You
can keep in contact with me. Hey, follow me on Instagram and on Snapchat at Queen Wink, and on Twitter. I'm about to say Snapchat. Twitter at Queen Live.
Word.
And make sure you follow us on the Beat TV. Yo, we need y'all be all on in YouTube. The Beat TV. Press that button. Follow us on Beat TV.
Follow.
Jay.
Follow me at Poppy Watts, PAPIWATTS, Poppy Watts.
Crikers, thank you for tuning in. We're going to be back next week with Miss Lyrica Anderson. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
No
lower.
Executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.